which would be just dancing. But now you do have debutante parties that are just teas. You have receptions. What else do you want?
That's plenty.
Okay.
What about weddings? In a wedding, who would you have participating in the wedding besides the people who are getting married?
They're going to have a priest. You're going to have your bridesmaids. You're going to have a maid of honor, a matron of honor. You're going to have the groomsmen. You're going to have the best man. You could have ring bearers, flower girls.
Do most people have church weddings?
Oh, yes.
All those people?
Yeah. Yeah, I think most people have church weddings. Yeah, I like weddings, yeah.
How about after a wedding?
You have a reception.
Okay. Ever play tricks on people?
Do I?
Yeah. No. Do you remember it? Is that a custom?
Oh, yes. But I've never done it personally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. What about funerals? How would they be conducted? Would you have people from the community get up and speak? Or would you have just a priest or two or three?
It depends.
Service at the funeral home and the church.
Well, now that all depends. What church you're going to?
Okay.
You know, I just went to a funeral up in Florence. It was in an Episcopal church, and it was the funeral was in the church, and there was nothing but a priest there. And then we went to the graveside. And if you're going to probably a Baptist funeral, you're going to have somebody get up and say something. You know, they can be elaborate or not. I mean, you know, you can go to a funeral where, you know, you have a pall over the casket and very uplifting, or, you know, that just, or some of them are in the funeral home. My brother-in-law is a funeral director.
Uh-huh.
I've been to all kinds of funerals, and you just kind of do whatever.
Just depends on what denomination the person mm-hmm. belonged to more than anything.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it does. And something I found also that's interesting in Charleston, they have a Charleston burial. And a Charleston burial, the family actually sits at the graveside, and you watch the casket lowered into the ground, and you stay there until the dirt's thrown.
Mm-hmm.
You watch the whole thing all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Do they call that a Charleston burial?
And that's what my brother-in-law calls it.
Okay.
And they've been in the business